Musical Pictures. Here is another in the series of programs for the first, second, third, and fourth grade students of Kanawha County Schools, presented by the Junior League of Charleston, the Kanawha County Board of Education, and WCHS. Programs are heard in school classrooms where children draw pictures or engage in various projects relating to the broadcasts. Today's script was written by Kit Magnuson and is entitled The Rhine, River of Castles and Legends. And now, Musical Pictures. Hello, boys and girls. I'm Ned Scaff, your Musical Pictures narrator. Ever since you were old enough to have fairy tales read to you, you've heard about castles and the knights and the beautiful ladies who inhabited them. But did you ever wonder if these castles really existed? Did people really live in these great stone structures with drawbridges and battlements and towers? Well, you know, if you ever take a trip to Europe, you can actually see castles that were built as long as 900 years ago. Now, castles can be seen in nearly every country in Europe, but there is one trip that you can take where you can see more castles in one day than you ever imagined there were in the world. The place, the Rhine River in Germany. Germany is a country in the center of Europe, and the Rhine River is one of the largest rivers in the world. Centuries ago, it was as important as it is today, and many rulers built their castles along it. But before we go any further, I want you to meet someone special, someone who comes from that country, Germany. She is Monika Meyer, a lovely, blonde, German Fräulein who grew up in Germany and who is now living in Charleston.
Hello, Ned, and hello, boys and girls, or as we say in Germany, Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. That means good day in German, doesn't it, Monika?
That's right, Ned.
Monika, I thought maybe you would help us with our musical pictures for today. It's about the Rhine River in Germany, and there are many castles there that one sees along it. We're also going to play some music by the famous German composer Richard Wagner.
Why don't we just hop aboard a Rhine steamer and take a cruise up the Rhine and see the castles for ourselves?
Well, that's a good idea, Monika. But the Rhine River is in Germany, clear across the Atlantic Ocean. And here we are in America in a radio broadcasting studio surrounded by four walls.
Haven't you ever played Let's Pretend, Ned? I'm sure children the world over can play that game. Just close your eyes very tight and listen.
Say, I do hear singing. It sounds like children, and I think they're singing in German.
Just imagine you are standing on a boat dock on the Rhine River, waiting to board an excursion boat for an all-day trip up the Rhine. This is a favorite holiday outing for German school children. Can you see the boat and the children now, Ned?
Yes, I can see them now. The boat is a big modern motorboat with two decks lined with windows for passengers. And there are the school children singing as they wait to get on board. Aren't they delightful? And some of the boys are wearing those short German leather pants called Lederhosen, held up by suspenders. And look at those long blonde braids some of the girls have.
Oh, our boat is ready to leave. Let's hurry aboard.
Oh, boy. Monika, you know, ever since we started on this trip, I've had to keep dashing from one side of the boat to the other to see all of the castles. Some of them are in ruins, but, well, many of them look as though, just as they might have centuries ago, I guess. You can almost see the knights in armor on their horses and their fair ladies with their pointed hats and veils looking down from the towers.
Every castle has its own story or legend, Ned. These legends have been told in stories and song down through the centuries. It's difficult to say how much of a legend is really true.
You know, I noticed the castles are usually situated on top of the hills, which are on either side of the river. And they seem to be made of gray stone. They're sort of gloomy and look a little bit scary. But tell me, Monika, what are those terraces with something growing on them that go this up the side of nearly every hill?
Oh, those are the vineyards, Ned, and those are grapevines growing there. Those grapes will be picked and crushed, and wine will be made from the juice.
Well, there must be hundreds of miles of vineyards along the Rhine. They look like giant, crooked stair steps carved into the hillside. And there are some lovely forests on the hills, too. And many charming villages are nestled on the riverbank at the foot of the hills. But getting back to the legends or stories of the Rhine, what are some of them?
Since we want to hear some of the music that the famous drum composer Wagner wrote, I'll tell you one of the legends he used for his opera, Siegfried. Siegfried was a young prince who lived in a castle on the Rhine. When he was only 13 years old, his longing for adventure and his desire to do heroic deeds became so great, he left his father's castle and wandered southward on the Rhine seeking his fortune. One day he found himself in a forest where there lived a horrible dragon. The dragon attacked Siegfried and opened its mouth to eat him, but Siegfried seized a flaming branch from a fire he had built and threw it in the dragon's mouth. The dragon melted into a pool of grease. This music is about Siegfried's adventure in the forest.
Monica, that's quite a story. But isn't there usually a beautiful damsel, a queen or princess or something involved in these legends?
Oh, yes. Let me tell you about another legend of the Rhine. Wagner wrote an opera about this one, too. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful duchess named Elsa. A wicked knight tried to take over her kingdom and was going to force Elsa to marry him. Elsa prayed for help and rang a little silver bell. Suddenly, a boat came gliding down the blue Rhine River. It was pulled by a great snow-white swan. Riding in it was a handsome knight in shining silver armor. The boat stopped in front of Elsa's castle, and the knight stepped out. He said his name was Lohengrin, and he fought a sword duel with a wicked knight. Then Lohengrin and Elsa were married. This music is from the happy and joyous wedding festivities of Elsa and Lohengrin.
But you know, my favorite people from Wagner's operas are the Valkyries. They were the warrior goddesses, or women dressed in armor and wearing helmets with wings on them, who rode their horses over the rocky peaks above the Rhine carrying the heroes who were killed in battle.
That's right. They carried the fallen heroes across their saddles to a legendary place called Valhalla, where the heroes were brought back to life.
Looking at these hills with their ancient castles, as we come to the end of the day, I can almost see the Valkyrie riding against the fiery setting sun and crying their battle cry.
Yo-ho-to-ho.
Let's listen to Wagner's music, The Ride of the Walküre, as we finish our voyage up the Rhine, truly the river of castles and legends.
This has been another Musical Pictures program for students in the first, second, and third, and fourth grades of Kanawha County Schools. Today's in-school listening program was entitled The Rhine, River of Castles and Legends, and was written by Kit Magnuson. Heard in today's program was Monica Meyer. This is Ned Scaff speaking. Musical Pictures is presented by the Junior League of Charleston and the Kanawha County Schools. Next week at this time, our program will be The Rodeo. The program Musical Pictures is heard each Wednesday at 9:15 a.m. and at 2:15 p.m. as another free educational presentation of WCHS News Radio 580 Charleston, West Virginia.